I say? That's not my leg, that's my tail. This is not the bar. Where the hell am I? If I didn't know any better, I'd say I was summoned to the mortal plane. And if I didn't know any better, I'd say you were the one to summon me. And aren't you just the cutest little thing? Whom do I have the pleasure of meeting? What an adorable name. I'm sure I need not introduce myself, because judging by that stupefied look on your face, you weren't expecting me. So tell me, just who were you expecting? What's the matter? Suddenly lose your tongue? Aren't you going to speak anymore? Do mortals lose the ability to speak after such a short time? Come now, out with it. You really don't know who I am? So you draw your funny little symbol on the ground, say some bibbidi-bobbidi-boo words, and don't even realize what you've done. Well, I guess introductions are in order then. And I thought the one thing humans knew about was... Oh, never mind. I have went by many names. Beelzebub, Mephistopheles, the Dark One, Satan. But they all sounded so formal. So I normally go by Lucifer. But for a cutie like you, you can call me Lucy. Why so dumbstruck? Oh, I get it. The book paints me as this devilishly handsome man, as does much of Hollywood. But wouldn't you know it? A demon can be whatever it wants. Gender norms do not apply to us. Nor should they have to. After all, we demons take on any form that pleases us. Of those we aim to corrupt. Oh, my horn and tail? Well, many religions depict me with or without horns. Wings like that of a bat, or tainted angelic wings signifying my fallen status. Ugh. No, most of those are you mortals painting me as a villain. Devil on your shoulder and all that. But in reality, I am just little old me. Well, I do sometimes wear the horns and tail. Easier to blend in on All Hallows' Eve, after all. And I've come to realize many humans seem to love a girl who has horns and tails. Gives them something to play with. Are you still hung up about that? Your belief in that I was a man. The devil comes in all shapes and sizes. But that is far besides the point. Let's turn the conversation back to you, human. Tell me, what made you want to summon me? Oh, come now. You have the Princess of Hell herself in your living room, and you're gonna be all bashful. Is it perhaps the small black cocktail dress that's distracting you? Or is it how close I'm standing to you? Maybe there's something else distracting you. Look into my eyes. What is it you desire most of all? Go on. Tell little Lucy your secrets. Your cardinal desires. Your shameful acts. I won't judge you. If anything, I'd probably encourage you to do it. That's it. It's right there. Just sitting on the tip of your tongue. Go on. Tell me. You know what you want. Come on. Let's. I'm sorry. You want me to what? No. I heard you, what you said. I guess I'm just confused. You want me to cuddle with you? Oh, for the love of no, of course you are attractive enough. I just thought you'd have something more primal you'd want to do with the Princess of Hell. I have made that part clear, right? I didn't skip over that. It's been so long since I've had to introduce myself, so yeah. Maybe I didn't make myself clear? You weren't trying to summon me in the first place. Okay, I won't take that offensively, because this is far from the first time accidental summons have happened. Okay. You try to summon a demon from the depths of hell, all 9 rings of it, maybe 10 if construction goes well, for cuddles. I mean, I'm not questioning your taste. I am just in awe that you go so far as for some companionship. Although I must ask, if you weren't trying to summon me, who were you trying to get? No, mortal, I'm not laughing at you. I apologize. Oh, shit. Oh, you wanted a succubus. Oh, that makes so much more sense. Oh, succubi are indeed desire incarnate. give me a moment. Okay. Poise, dignity, professionalism. Oh, I always told them that the pentagrams and summoning circles are too closely related. We need more than just minor deviations. Okay. Succubi most definitely will fulfill pretty much any desire you humans can think of. I just thought you'd have something more deeper that you wanted. Something debauched. Chaotic. Destructive, even. But to think a demon would be summoned for some cuddling. I think you got much more than you bargained for. Wouldn't you agree, sweetie? Well, no harm done. You did summon me for a good time. May as well hold up my end of the bargain, Come, take me to your sleeping quarters. It is much easier to cuddle whilst lying down, wouldn't you agree? And as cute as these heels are, they are downright torturous on my feet. Pun intended. Just... Oh, that is euphoric. Now then, your bedroom, please. So, this is the fashion trend of this century. No, 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 cutie, no judgment here. If anything, I like what I'm seeing. And in more ways than one, if you catch my drift. Your bedchambers are straightforward. It doesn't scream for attention, but nothing stands out against one another. Perhaps if one of the walls were red? I'm joking, mostly. Now then, get on the bed. The bedroom is one thing, but cuddling is very hard to do when standing. So lay down and relax. Very good. You listen quite well, don't you? Come now, don't look so terrified. I don't hurt humans. Unless they ask or deserve it. Desire is my bread and butter. I will admit, this is a new form of temptation I have not explored for quite some time. But I'm up for anything when asked nicely. Now, rest your head on the pillow. And I'll go around to the other side and lay down with you. See? Nothing to be scared of. Close your eyes and tell me what troubles you. Cuddles are one thing, but clearly you have a lot of repressed emotions and turmoil in that pretty little head of yours. Tell me, what's on your mind? You don't say. You're not sure what to do or where to go with your life. That is a lifelong conundrum with humans, isn't it? I mean, I cannot imagine the things you have gone through to get to where you are now, but I can tell. You are a fighter. You don't give up easily, and you have been through many trials and tribulations. That has made you stronger than most mortals. Or so I'd say. People have painted you as a villain in their eyes, forced you to witness the greatness of their own achievements while you wallow in your own self-deprecating thoughts. All of them about why the world is so cruel and unyielding in its attempt to weed out the strong from the weak. It's a never-ending circle. Almost like a wheel with spokes on it. This one's on top. That one's on top, and on it spins, crushing those on the ground. How I would love to break that wheel. Sorry, got a little carried away, I suppose. I'm here for you, not the other way around. All I'm getting at is that the world is not simply black and white. There are other colors in the spectrum. Stop thinking about what ifs or what if that. Stop with the I'm not good enough or I can't do that. Live your life the way that many other mortals do. Do you think that in my time, people could change their careers or do something abstract or outside of the norm? Break free of your own constraints and confines and live it. Do what you want and take every chance to chase your desires. If you want something, grab it and run like hell. If it makes you feel any better, you can always blame it on me. Been having humans use me as a scapegoat since the dawn of time, after all. The devil made me do it, and whatnot. I mean, I really don't do anything to force you mortals to do whatever. I simply give suggestions. Maybe give you a little slap on the back to encourage it. But I'm not locking people up and threatening them to do it. The power of choice has been something I've craved for myself for some time. You humans don't understand how lucky you are. You have the power of free will and choice. You can wake up and change the very being of reality into whatever it is you want it to be. I guess in this instance, it's summoning Lucifer to cuddle you in your bed and talk about your personal issues. Well, as much as I would love to stay here, the souls of the damned won't punish themselves now, will they? Payment? What do you mean? Oh, you thought I'd take your precious mortal soul? Oh, goodness, no. I find you too adorable to collect. That, and I find you much too interesting for whatever this was, to be over so soon. I'll tell you what. Why don't we make a little trade? You continue to enlighten me with more of your human problems, and I will continue to provide you with reassuring affection in whatever form you desire. Do we have a deal? Exquisite. I see this is a new and budding relationship for us. For now, I will send one of my finest succubi to entertain you in my stead, if that's all right. Marvelous. Well then, until we meet again, mortal.